Hey everybody, and welcome back to Paperback Reader. It's me, your paperback buddy, Joe. It's been a while since I last recorded, but you know, that's the great thing about books. They rarely go out of print, and got a couple to recommend. And speaking of recommending, out of the I don't know how many books I've brought up and mentioned, because that's the theme and category and genre of this podcast, I hope some of those suggestions have worked out for you. So, books that I've finished since the last time have been The Sympathizer, to begin with. That was a brilliant, cynical satire. But unfortunately, it resonates with, you know, the war in Vietnam, which was, you know, unfortunately brutal and cynical. I would totally recommend it, but it's very heavy and graphic, much like the Vietnam War. But yeah, it's definitely original, and it added a voice to American literature that wasn't completely absent. But the Vietnamese community, the tens of thousands of refugees that became a part of the fabric of America in the 70s and 80s as a result of the fall of the South Vietnam, it was often, you know, only regional or largely overlooked, you know. There's a huge community in Southern California and in New Orleans, but it was an excellent read, and you know, the author Viet Thinh Nguyen, he's I believe it was his first novel, and you know, God bless him, you know, he knocked it out of the park. The other book I've read since then is Empire of the Summer Moon by S.E. Gwynn. And it's a nonfiction, it was nonfiction, and it was all about the Comanche Empire in Mexico and Texas, and, you know, the origins of the Comanche and their influence, and, you know, more particularly about the last leader. His name was Quanah Parker. It was fascinating. It was well written, and you know, it's another thing about it has in common with The Sympathizer: graphic violence. I have to say, after reading this book, that the worst ending one could come to is being an enemy of the Comanches. they you know, and that's not a, I'm trying not to be, I don't know, subjective with, you know, 21st century morality, but, you know, they tortured for entertainment, and S.E. Gwynn, you know, he, you know, lays out various accounts of scalping and such, and, you know, and it also deals with the founding of the Texas Rangers, because that was really why the Texas Rangers were organized, was to deal with the Comanches. It's one of those nonfiction books that could, you know, entertain a wider audience than, you know, historians or people who are interested in the Old West or in Texas history. So I would recommend it, but it's kind of like Blood Meridian by Cormac McCarthy. If you've ever read that, that was It's interesting. He wasn't too far off the mark in his fictionalization of Indian hunters on the border in the 1840s. It was a brutal, brutal landscape. And the third book I finished since then was probably the most entertaining fiction I've read in recent memory. And it was called Slammerkin by Emma Donoghue. Emma Donoghue wrote Room, which was really big about 10 years ago, 15 years ago. It was made into a movie. But this was completely different. It was a historical fiction of a waif in London in the mid-18th century who goes into prostitution. And it was incredibly entertaining. And it was, I'm sure, accurate in degrees because she is a Cambridge-trained PhD. And I found it to be the most entertaining piece of fiction I've read probably in recent memory. I don't want to, give away any spoilers, but it's graphic, it's funny, it goes in directions that aren't expected. Yeah, Emma Donoghue, I've read two books by her, and I have to say, she deserves all the praise she's won. I'm surprised that it didn't win any awards, but I highly recommend it. So those are the three that I finished, and I have to say, those are worth your time for the interest. Is The Sympathizer by Viet Thinh Nguyen, Empire of the Summer Moon by S.E. Guin, and Slammerkin by Emma Donoghue. Those three are solid. And right now I'm working on one that's not horrible, but it's not really getting me as excited as I'd like fiction to, and that's The Man with the Golden Arm. I'm reading it because it was the first winner of the National Book Award in 1949, and it's not horrible, but it just I it's it reminds me of someone who's trying to write like John Dos Passos. I read the USA trilogy. I would recommend that. It's fantastic. It's a lot between the three books. You're looking at 1,200 pages, but it's worth it. And while I'm reading, feels like a man who's he's not he's he can write, but I feel like it's like an imitation. I feel like I'm an asshole for saying that because this guy actually wrote a novel that won a National Book Award, and I'm like, yeah, there's better writers. But I'm almost done with that, and it's okay. But I've also about a third away into another nonfiction that I would recommend, and it's SPQR by Mary Beard. She's one of the foremost modern scholars on ancient Rome, and she's writing about ancient Rome, and it's fantastic. And I know how it's gonna end because I know the history, but this lady brings history to life, so I would rec I'm it's been pretty awesome. Then I'm also finished the first two volumes of The Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy, Gentleman, because that's one of those world classics that I work my way through. Earlier this year it was War and Peace, which took me 8 months. And I already said I went over this. I talked about how I believe If someone's gonna go around throwing big dick energy out about Russian literature, and War and Peace isn't as big as saying I read the Brothers Karamazov, but I'll just leave it there. And it's interesting. He's the father of modern digression, breaking down the fourth wall. Think of him as the 18th century Gary Shandling, if you will. And I'm also reading Theft by Finding by David Sedaris. I'm a huge David Sedaris fan. I'm loving it. I'm about 10 years through a 25-year journal, and if you love David Sedaris, pick it up. I'd recommend it. It's David Sedaris's journal from the 70s to the 2002. So, and I'm also reading Richard Ford's nonfiction Between Them, which is about his parents, which is poignant. I love Richard Ford. I've read many of his books. I would recommend Independence Day. The Frank Bascom stories are awesome. And he's just talking, writing a biography of his dad and his mom, and it's really it's getting me in the feels, but that's just me. So that is where I'm at. And like I said at the beginning, I hope some of these recommendations have helped you, in finding print that's fit to spend your time on, because time is spent. Money comes and goes. There was some Russian poker player who said that once, and it was just like, God damn, he's right. So, until that next time I catch up with you, I'm gonna say it again. Keep your head in the clouds, nose in a book, and your feet out of the gutter. Take care, my friends.